amazing things happened last night. Super Bowl 54, 49ers and the Chiefs victorious, pulling out that win at the end of the game. But I think a lot of people were looking forward to all the prop bets. We went over a bunch of them last week, and let's go over a few of them right now. For example, Demi Lovato. She sounded incredible. Doing that national anthem.
So much of last night got me in my feels, starting with this.
So we had a bet. We went with the anthem be over or under 2 minutes and 3 seconds. That was kind of like the betting thing if you were betting on it. And I said over. What'd you guys say?
I said under.
You did go under, okay.
Yes, because the average is like a minute 53.
I said over.
I did the over too.
So Chops, give yourself a point. It was actually a minute 50. I was surprised because that's the thing too. During the anthem, as you're watching, you're like, oh, wait, she's really going on a run right now. She might go over. Then it's like, oh, next word. Dang it. Okay, this ain't going to happen. All right. Did Drake pick or promote a team on Instagram? He's been known to do that. Usually it causes the team bad luck. He's like a curse. No, as far as I saw, I checked his Instagram like wall. I didn't see anything on his feed there, and I didn't see anything on his story. So unless somebody can correct me, I didn't see Drake do anything, and the answer was no. I predicted that he would, so that's another big fat on my part. I totally blew that one. Anybody else think that he did?
What'd you guys write down? I said he would, but I knew I didn't pay any attention of Drake at all throughout the weekend. He wasn't that prevalent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he would have, I think he would have been more prevalent. What about you, Liv and Chops?
I said he would, and I didn't see anything.
I also said he would,
but he did not. No points for us there. Let's move on to the actual game. We were trying to predict what will the toss be, heads or tails. And I said, what did I say on there? I said that it was going to be heads. And in fact, it was tails. Did anybody put tails?
Dang it, I put heads.
Did. I put heads.
I put tails.
All right, Liv the Web Girl gets a point. The 49ers actually won the toss, too. All right, who will score first? I predicted the Chiefs.
I am stinking on this. I put the Chiefs as well.
Oh, Mackenzie.
I put the 49ers.
Oh, nice.
I also put the 49ers.
Okay, so give both of you two a point. And it was actually a field goal, if you wanted to know that. Mm-hmm. Who will throw the first interception? I predicted that it would be the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, and I was finally right. What did everybody else go with?
I was wrong. I thought Patrick Mahomes would.
You would not go against your man Jimmy, would you?
No way.
I put Patrick Mahomes.
I put Patrick Mahomes, but she did actually throw 2 interceptions last night, too.
But not the first one.
No, he did not.
Okay. Let's see here. The halftime show, a couple of them. Wardrobe malfunction. No malfunction, right?
Finally, I got one correct. There was no malfunction.
Okay, and that's what I think we all put on there. Will J-Lo or Shakira lip sync songs? I said they would, and boy, oh boy, did they.
No, they didn't.
Yes. Are you serious?
I did not think they did.
833-563-2539. They lip-synced.
I noticed both. Shakira definitely lip-synced a little. There was one moment that didn't sync up, but she also sang live, and J-Lo definitely sang live.
J-Lo definitely sang live. Shakira sang live for a majority of the part, because even when she would stop, it would stop.
Here's the thing, it's dicey.
Even when she did that... Even when she did that thing, you heard that.
Wait, what did she do?
When she did the thing.
Nobody straight lip syncs. They have their vocals playing and they also sing because of the acoustics. So nobody, I mean, it's like they do both.
She was not lip syncing.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
She lip synced. Do you understand what Google lip syncing. She did.
I know what lip syncing is. It's not actually singing into a microphone. She was singing into a microphone.
She lip synced part of the performance.
All right, well, I'm giving myself a point.
Well, that is cheating. Okay. Will there be butt cleavage? I said no. Is that butt cleavage or not? Chops and I were arguing about this when he finally came to the Super Bowl.
No.
The Super Bowl
party. There was definitely butt cleavage.
No,
it was fully covered. No. It might have been like
it was
a skin
not
color.
Fully covered.
Butt cleavage is a whale's tail that you always have.
Like a thong.
Think of Britney Spears circa like 2000 when she wore really low slung jeans and you'd see the top
and
of her like
a
plumber's crack.
Of
this,
the butt.
This was sexy, but it was like, no, it was not
you
a plumber.
Didn't, you never see, saw any crack.
I didn't see crack, no, but I did see a majority of her butt, you which I booty. Thought was butt cleavage. We said on the air that it was
no,
a side.
A thong is not a butt cleavage. Like a cheeky bottom is not butt cleavage. Butt cleavage is just the crack.
Okay, didn't know that.
I was laughing though because there were some shots like, woo! I was laughing because people get so up in arms that, but I don't want to go back to Snoozeville like The Who. I hope that they didn't go too much.
Well, they're probably all
going to
be dead soon, so you don't have to worry about that. But no, were you worried like, please let that thread hold on? You're like, ladies, no. Oh, I was. I'm like, I hope we don't have a wardrobe pop out.
I was more like, you freaking go, girls. Shakira at 43. J-Lo is 50 years old. I freaking loved it.
Were you upset as a parent? Because I saw people online that have kids, and they're like, oh, some family-friendly show this is. I'm like, well, I really don't expect it to be.
No, it's the art of entertainment. Lucy, I was like, Lulu, what'd you think? She's like, it was interesting, but she really liked it.
I also, though, I mean, I was always asleep by, like, halftime until I was in, like, the fifth grade, I feel like. Like, I feel like, I mean, normally young kids aren't watching it. I feel like they're normally in bed for school the next day.
And finally, what car company will air a commercial first? I went with Ford. Like, that was an option as other. I totally got that one wrong. What about you guys? What'd you go with?
I chose Kia, which I just saw. Hyundai, which I loved.
I chose Hyundai.
Nope.
Who was first?
On the air, I said it was either going to be Porsche or Audi because those are the two companies that have the most money to spend to buy the first commercial.
But what did you actually go with?
I picked Audi.
Ooh. It was Porsche.
It was Porsche.
Porsche was the first commercial last night, and there were so many good ones.
The first car commercial, yeah.
And yes. Fast food, though, I did get correct. I said McDonald's, and it was McDonald's the very first.
Ooh.
Nice. All right.
That's like the one thing I paid attention to. I was like, yeah.
So I don't know who won or who lost. Either way, we were like not the best at betting.
I got 5 points.
I didn't. I got like 3.
I am negative now, and I have to go pay my bookie. So there's that. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Allie.
Allie, what do you want to say?
Well, Shakira was lip syncing, and the reason that I knew was because when she went to crowd surf, it like cut off a little bit, and she was way out of breath.
Yeah, and I mean, the girl, she had to, right? There's no way you can sustain and move like that and crowd
surf. Lady Gaga didn't do it.
Oh, well, but I mean, there was a lot of belly dancing. I mean, your diaphragm's all moving around.
All right.
I mean, she sang as well, but she also lip synced, so
like,
it's all good.
I think singing on top of a recorded track, every single artist does that. I don't consider that lip singing.
Okay.
We just have different definitions.
We certainly do. Now, coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, one thing we all agree on, commercials, man, they had us cry, they had us laugh, they were just incredible. You can let us know right now, 833-563-2539, what your favorite Super Bowl commercial is. We'll share a couple of ours next after Senorita.